Now we move to oral reports, item 14 through 17. The regulatory compliance reports, it states that there are none. The committee reports, we did have a committee report. I don't know if Ms. Hernandez wants to give any more information right now. She did give it earlier, but there's an opportunity if she wishes to. And I'm unaware of any other committee report. General Manager. Yeah. Go ahead, Ms. Hernandez.
I apologize. I provided my report out of order. I didn't have the agenda in front of me at the time. But yeah, that was my report that I delivered along with Mrs. Macias's item.
In my opinion, Ms. Hernandez, no apologies needed. We can see where you are and the seriousness of helping your sister in this dialysis. And I'm going to make a comment here. With the health issues going on in this nation, as you can see, Ms. Hernandez wearing the mask, it's a big deal. We all want to be here 6 months from now, a year and a half from now, 10 years from now. We got to take care of each other and ourselves. So thank you, Ms. Hernandez.
Thank you.
Moving to, Mr. Tyson, was there any other committee report?
No, that was the only committee that met since the last meeting.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Tyson. Okay, going to board member comments. Let's tell you what, I don't see a hand here, so I'll just go down the way the committee members are listed on the agenda of as being members of the organization. And now I don't have the paper. Mr. Ariza, do you have any comments?
No comments, just stay safe out there.
Thank you. Mr. Austin?
No comments.
Mr. Fox?
No comment.
Mr. Friedman?
None.
Ms. Hernandez?
No comment, thank you.
Mr. Jones?
Berg, I hear you're running for city treasurer, and if you need some help, I could walk a precinct for you.
Yeah, well, we'll endorse you, Berg.
I ain't touching that with a 40-foot pole.
No, I have nothing else.
Okay. Mr. Kildee?
We do have potentially a rollout, and I just recommend everybody, and I know everybody's on the same page on this, but follow the protocol, so hopefully we won't have to visit this nightmare.
Mr. Werick?
Yeah, everybody stay healthy, and we have got to find a way to get people back to work and our businesses open again. We've got to find a way.
Hear, hear.
Okay, I want to thank all the board members. This is a new, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, this is a brand new experience for me. This we've had to do this in my city, the offsite meetings. I'm very fortunate to have people that have helped me technically because I'm a Neanderthal when it comes to this stuff. I want to thank each and every one of you for taking the opportunity and the time out of your schedule to get this set up. I want to thank the staff personally. I want to thank Mr. Castro. He had a lot to, and Miss and Juliet for helping me, Mr. Castro, basically holding my hand to get this thing worked out. Mike, thank you. I do have a couple of questions for and under my comments. Is there any possibility that any of these costs that were incurred because of this virus would be covered by anything that FEMA would be coming up with, or anything that could assist us in our financial extra costs to this district? And I know that we have tremendously good staff, management, legal department, but if there's anything that we just look under every rock and cranny that we can find to see if there's anything that can help us going forward, we're gonna need every nickel and dime we can shake out of the trees. And that's all my comments. And Mr. Jones, thank you for the bit of humor, but my city went through unnecessary but tough.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Is Mr. Baumgartner still here?
I don't know. Mr. Baumgartner?
Yes, I am still here.
Can you put your camera on?
Sure, 1 second.
Are you dressed?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I just wanted to say that, and I've been doing a lot of Zoom meetings, as we all have for the past 6 weeks or so. Without a doubt, your background is the most boring I have ever seen. I think you need to step it up. Maybe Mr. Castro can get you one of those virtual backgrounds, because
I have been like discussing
in the corner of a room that has no decorations whatsoever.
I did that intentionally.
Just know that it's noticed, and I'm now going to be using you as the benchmark of boring backgrounds going forward. So see if we could step it up.
I will work on that for the next meeting, I promise.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
If I can add a little bit to my comments here, it is great to see the board members be able to have some laughter, and staff, because I can tell you this, in my city, as I'm sure in every one of your cities, public health and safety is a big deal, but it is a lot more involved than the police and fire department. The ability to turn your tap on, as a lady informed me just recently, I don't call the police department or the fire department, but you know, maybe once or twice a year. I don't know many that call it once a month, but I open my faucet more than once a day, and I flush my commode more than once a day, and I expect my trash picked up more than once a week. And I consider those a very significant part of public health, safety, and welfare. And I look at the people that work for this organization, this and the people that serve on these boards, the same thing. So I want to thank you. And again, it is good to see Mr. Baumgartner laugh. And I thank you, Mr. Okay, moving on to the general manager's comments, number 17.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Chairperson. I have some prepared comments because I did actually receive a few comments before the meeting. So I'm going to read these, and then, of course, I'll answer any other questions. First of all, I'd like to thank all the, and by the way, I'm just going to read this quite boringly because it makes it very easy for me to get this into the minutes as to what I've said. So please bear with me. And then I just actually emailed this to Juliet, and she puts it in the minutes. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairperson. I'd like to thank the VRSD board members for their patience and staff. As staff becomes more proficient in facilitating virtual meetings, clearly this new method of meeting will continue as long as social distancing orders are in effect. Next, I'd like to extend my gratitude to all VRSD staff as I report to the board that the Solid Waste Division and the Water Wastewater Divisions continue to provide uninterrupted service to all their clients as they have since the start of the pandemic. Now I'm going to answer a few questions that have come up. We continue to track legislation, health orders, executive orders, and guidance, which may be applicable to the district. We continue to track expenditures on the pandemic for possible reimbursement. Submitted our request for public assistance to FEMA through the California Office of Emergency Services. This basically informed FEMA that we plan to submit eligible expenses for potential reimbursement. The request was accepted and is pending our completion of a project application, which includes details of the damages and expenses we have incurred and expect to incur, such as the cost for personal protective equipment, training expenses, and eligible overtime costs, among other things. I mentioned at the last meeting that we had obtained an emergency waiver from the county's resource management agency because we heard recycling facilities might need to send more recycling to landfills. This waiver was granted on March 24th, as I noted, and it allows us to receive an additional 500 tons per day on top of our approved amount of 1,500 tons per day. We are currently contemplating requesting the waiver to be extended. I believe it expires on the 22nd. The pandemic's effect on our revenue stream so far has been muted. We have not had any loss in revenue due to any of our schools' clients' closures, as wastewater treatment plants are still operating. That's in the wastewater division. The overall number of tons of waste received at Toland Road Landfill has increased in the last month slightly after an initial dip. And this is likely due to the disposal of some of the recycling materials by transfer station. So if that's all I have for prepared statements. If anybody has any other questions they'd like to ask, I'd be happy to address them.
Chair Perrella?
Yes. Go ahead, Ms. Ward.
Chris, you know, you hate to look at things as an opportunity in this problem we're running through, but the fact that we are running more tons per day, and that's relevant to the CUP application, it seems like it's an opportunity to document impacts in terms of when we get into the, you know, asking for the permanent CUP increase in tons per day, in terms, you know, impacts on the community, complaints, et cetera, with that waiver. I was wondering if there's any role, any, you know, benefit to documenting this experience for that future application.
Well, your point is very salient because, in fact, Matt and I were having this conversation just yesterday in the context of the same thing, in that we are actually, we took quite a few tons, and it kind of reminds us about back when we had the waiver for the Thomas fire, where we took tremendous amount of tons, and we have reflected that experience as a win for us, because we did a tremendous increase in tons, and we did so without any real problems on it. And so a tremendous more trips coming to the landfill, and yet we handled it incredibly well. So your point is well taken. I'm polishing up comments right now on our EIR to be published soon. This just reminds me to make a note of this for myself and make some comments about this as well I don't want to say opportunistic, but just let's be honest and let's take credit where credit's due.
Yeah, salience
is
better.
Thank you.
Any other questions from board members?
Yeah, can I ask a question about tolling?
Yeah.
Do we have any problem of social distancing with the workers of Atolan?
The biggest problems that we have with social distancing is not the normal operations. For instance, when we're out there in the pit and we're, if you recall from going on the tours that you most likely have been on, I'm not 100%, but you know, you have guys on equipment, a guy in a piece of equipment, a guy in an earth mover, another guy in a compactor, other guys in pickup trucks, one guy directing traffic. They're separated out there. Where we've had some challenges are the same place that other businesses and other offices and things like that have challenges, which is in break rooms, where everybody has a break at the same time. And so we've had to work on those kind of issues in terms of social distancing. Matt and Richard have done a tremendous job in working with the crews, both in solid waste and in water wastewater, to work with different ways to transport them around so they're not in the same vehicles, staggering breaks, staggering starting times, wherever we could, so we are supporting social distance requirements and recommendations. So thank you for the question, but the majority of it comes not so much about the actual work when we're out there, but more when we're transporting from and then at the beginning at lunch. Yeah. So Matt and Richard have been very successful in doing a good job for that.
Well, I'm very glad to hear it, and I just hope we can get through all this without any, you know, casualties or anything.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you.
Any other questions, board members of the general manager?
Chair Perrello?
Yes.
I'm neither, but I do have a point of order to bring up. And I just realized I need to be more outspoken sooner than later. But
please do. Do not be a shrinking violet. Please speak up. And I appreciate it very much.
I'm doing so now. And I think at the beginning of the meeting, we told the public that we would, any action or decisions by the board would be done by roll call vote. And we, on item number 3, agenda review, because we did make changes to the agenda, we should have a motion for those changes. And we kind of went on to the next item with just a affirmation of everyone, but I would like to ask for a motion.
I'll make the motion.
I'll move. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry, who made the motion?
Chair, Britt Perrell.
Okay, thank you. And the second?
I'll second.
All right, thank you.
And roll call vote, please.
All right, Director Ariza?
Yes.
Director Austin?
Yes.
Director Fox?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Director Friedman?
Yes.
Director Hernandez?
Yes.
Director Jones?
Aye.
Director Kildee?
Yes.
Director Weirich?
Yes.
Chair Perrello? Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Rodriguez. Thank you. And call me out anytime that there needs to be an improvement. I got thin skin sometimes, but not on that. So please do. I'd just like to make one comment on the general manager's comments. I appreciated the detail that he gave on the questions that were asked in the PNF committee meeting. Chris, thank you very much. Those are concerns and a follow-up on the comment of Mr. Jones with respect to the distancing. Is there any issue with us being short of masks or gloves or any personal protective devices that we're supposed to have? That's a question that I have. And other than that, again, thank you for the way you explained the information that you gave in your report.
Well, as you can imagine, everybody has shortages. But our managers and our Matt and Richard have done a tremendous job of getting people involved. And we've got a lot of people working on procurement. For instance, masks, gloves, and cleaning supplies. Everything, and they've worked, really hard to make sure that we're well supplied. I can't say that's going to continue. Hopefully, things are going to catch up for everybody and every type of business and every type of home. We're in okay shape now, and it's been to the great, almost Herculean effort from our managers and getting their staff directed into the procuring thing. So we have not had anything at all out of the ordinary. We've done as well. And as you know, we are an essential business. We've known from the get-go of this thing that we will be operating and that we will continue to operate and that we need to meet the workforce. And that's what we intend to continue.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And speaking for the board, I believe completely, please pass our thank you to the managers and all the work that they're doing to keep our employees safe. We all have people in our lives that are extremely important to us outside of this position, and we all expect to be able to go home to them, see them, share our lives with them, and move on once this is done. So we have to make sure we protect everybody. And
thank you very much.
Unless there's any more comments from anyone, I'll adjourn the meeting. Are there any more comments from anybody or with the city at all? Hearing none, I'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much. And we do wait to find out about the May 21st meeting. We'll hear. Thank you. Have a good day.